What if the moments when your child resents you most are actually when you're parenting best? Think about that coach who pushed you harder than anyone else, or the teacher whose high standards felt impossibly strict at the time. Years later, they're the ones you thank. Parenting works the same way, but with one crucial difference. You can't wait years to get it right. Every interaction shapes who your child becomes, and the question isn't whether to discipline, but how to do it in ways that build rather than break. Here's the truth most parenting books won't tell you up front. Love alone doesn't raise healthy kids. Neither does strict rule following. You need both, a delicate dance between warmth and boundaries, between saying yes and knowing when to say no. When this balance tips too far in either direction, children become spoiled in different ways. Too much training without love creates fearful, resentful kids. Too much love without training creates entitled ones who struggle with every no they encounter in life. Both extremes leave children unprepared for relationships, work, and the inevitable disappointments of adulthood. Most parents focus on what's going wrong. Forgotten homework, dishes in the sink. This backfires. Effective discipline follows a 90-10 ratio, 90% positive instruction, 10% correction. When you flip this ratio, behavior deteriorates because children respond to negativity with hurt and anger. Animal trainers reward dolphins into performing tricks, they don't punish them. Athletic coaches keep champions focused on what they're doing right. Yet with our children, we forget. Positive attention shapes behavior more powerfully than negative attention ever could. Follow the 2-for-1 rule. For every negative disciplinary response, make 2 positive responses within the next half hour. Correct your son for leaving his backpack in the hallway, then praise him for starting homework unprompted. This shows your child you see more positive than negative in them, which keeps them trying. Children learn primarily through imitation, watching how you handle frustration, treat others, and navigate challenges. Your flaws become teaching opportunities when acknowledged honestly. Losing your temper and apologizing teaches emotional regulation. Admitting ignorance and researching together teaches intellectual humility. Children are multiple trial learners, requiring repetition, patience, and varied approaches. Learning involves risk, admitting ignorance, making mistakes, feeling inadequate. Support these risks by giving permission to not know, treating mistakes as opportunities, and providing positive feedback. When misbehavior occurs, distinguish between misunderstanding and deliberate disobedience. If your 4-year-old draws on the wall, they might not realize crayons are only for paper. That's an instructional moment, not defiance. For children under 3, use patient, positive instruction through playful demonstration and imitation. The formula, play plus patience plus practice plus positive attention equals productive instruction. For unsafe behavior, use a gentle but clear no with appropriate body language, then immediately normalize the relationship with a smile and hug, teaching boundaries without damaging security. Disciplining children requires patience for instruction and firmness for correction, both exhausting. Teaching feels harder than just doing things yourself, but that borrows from your child's future. Every wrongdoing becomes an opportunity to teach what's right. Guard against negative reactions when problems persist. Fatigue warps your perspective until you see your child negatively, make unfair generalizations, you never listen, or take misbehavior personally. Restore perspective by listing what's going right. That same kid who forgot homework also helped their sibling and showed kindness to a new student. Address problematic behaviors now before they become entrenched habits. The teenager who learns to manage frustration becomes the adult who handles workplace stress. Discipline is parenting's hardest aspect because you risk your child's resentment with little immediate reward. If you crave popularity with your children, discipline becomes nearly impossible. Remember, discipline with your child's welfare in mind is an act of love. Explain it directly. I care enough to instruct and correct you even when it makes you angry. Discipline isn't something I do to you, it's something I do for you. Not to hurt you, but to help you. They may not appreciate this now, but they will eventually. Many parents believe good parenting automatically produces good children, but this input-output theory ignores reality. Numerous factors beyond parental control shape development: culture, genetics, the child's choices, circumstances, peers, and chance. While parenting matters greatly, it's just one influence among many. The dangerous parent equals child equation ties parental adequacy to child performance, creating inappropriate guilt. Good parents can have children who make poor choices during normal development. Here's the liberating truth. You never controlled your child. Parents control only their own conduct, which can influence, but not determine, a child's decisions. To influence your child's behavior, examine and adjust your own first. Recurring conflicts signal you're stuck in a self-defeating pattern. Treat recurring issues as mutual concerns and enlist your child's ideas for solutions. A teenager who helps create the solution to chronic lateness is more likely to follow through than one who receives another lecture. Two heads are better than one, especially when one belongs to the person whose behavior you're trying to change. Effective discipline requires gaining children's consent, their willingness to follow instruction and accept correction. Always credit the consent your child gives. When your son cleans his room after the third reminder, thank him genuinely rather than commenting on the delay. When your daughter completes homework unprompted, acknowledge it. I noticed you started homework right after school. That really helps our evening run smoothly. Courtesy, small acts of consideration, is crucial yet often underappreciated. Being asked feels better than being told because it shows respect. Small, courteous acts convey larger values. Praise signifies admiration. Compliments show approval. Thanks express appreciation. Hugs demonstrate affection. Listening indicates attention, and inclusion communicates acceptance. When stressed, parents may commit damaging discourtesies, giving contempt instead of praise, criticism instead of compliments, taking cooperation for granted, withholding touch, ignoring instead of listening. Family life quality depends more on continuous minor courtesies than handling occasional crises. How you treat your child teaches them how to treat you, and eventually their own children. The ultimate goal of discipline is raising responsible children, those who both behave ethically and own their choices. Responsible behavior means understanding why actions matter. Keeping promises builds trust. Speeding tickets result from ignoring limits. But a well-behaved child who's never made independent choices isn't truly responsible, just obedient. Teaching responsibility challenges parents because it requires gradually releasing control. Progress from showing them how, to advising, to supervising, to allowing practice within limits, and finally letting go completely. The timing matters. Too early risks poor judgment. Too late leaves children unprepared. Most importantly, teach two-step thinking beyond infancy's immediate gratification. Help children ask, what happened before when I made this choice? What might happen if I make it again? When your daughter spends her allowance impulsively, then needs money later, resist emergency financing. Let her experience how present choices affect future options. Discipline isn't about control. It's about connection. It's not about making children obey. It's about teaching them to think. Your child needs a parent who cares enough to set boundaries, is courageous enough to enforce them, and wise enough to explain why they matter. The moments when your child says, "You're mean," might be exactly when you're being the parent they need.